Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He does love the process. He likes the mock draft. I swear the guy's done 200 mock drafts. And he'll send me what his final tally of our draft was. Hey, Bean, I traded next year's two. But with that, I got us, you know, these guys. And you look at it, the first four picks are all like guys that we have in the top 50 on our board. Like, Josh, it's not real, you know, reality. But I love that he loves it, and it's fun. And listen, we'd be stupid not to hear some of his thoughts on things.
That is an interesting clip, I think. Brandon Bean on Pat McAfee on Josh Allen and, you know, a hobby or an obsession that many of us share. You know, I can believe Allen is that way. I have no problem believing Bean in this.
I mean, if you know, the average football fan out there, I don't know what percentage of them really digs into this process, the mock drafts and all the scouting reports and all the stuff. I feel like it's, you know, it's a significant enough portion of our audience anyway that we spend a lot of time on it. If you're in it and, you know, you're the quarterback of the team, I could see an argument for I don't want to be bothered with the thing that is not my job. But recreationally, like, it would be really interesting. You know, it's like some version of Madden, you know? Like, I'm the quarterback of this team. Let me see who I can get on my team. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it again. I get that.
It's interesting maybe that Bean slipped in how in their conversations or in the texts, Allen had him trading next year's second-round pick. Didn't a lot of us have that?
Yes.
Couldn't it have happened?
Yes.
Bills made the choice not to do that.
I'm almost surprised it didn't.
And then the kind of the bottom line from Bean is Allen's made these mock trades and he's got a few good players on the team. And Bean is like, no, that's not realistic. And everybody laughs. Damn right it's realistic. I mean, I've been saying forever, use the consensus boards. The people who do this are very sophisticated. There's not a more idiotic take in all of sports than, well, if you knew so much, you'd be the general manager. No, most of these people, or at least many, are as good at it as the teams are, and maybe better, because they are not beholden to certain realities that the teams are, which, you know, they are working in reality, so, I mean, we have to sort all that out. But I'm just saying, I've said and written it for more than 10 years, the consensus mock drafts are better than individual teams are at this, and that should be respected. And it's interesting, there's a narrative or a discussion today, Nick Wright and like the Eagles and the Ravens, these teams that always get all the credit for how well they draft. And it's because part of it is because they align with the mock drafts out in the media, and they're using the value charts and they're taking advantage of that. And they're doing sort of these obvious things that teams often don't. So I don't know, like that confirms your bias. If you respect all of that information, this will be, well, look how these teams do the very same thing, and they get A's every year, and they win all the time. So why shouldn't every team do it? But then there's, well, you know, if you're just going to, if you're coming from a place where you respect these mock drafts, of course you're going to think that the teams that their drafts look the most like the consensus mock drafts are going to be the best. You know, you can go back and forth. But I think it's, you know, Bean is often very forthcoming, and here today he is saying something interesting. We know that Allen has a voice and an important, to say the very least, role in the organization. Should he be heard? Probably.
Absolutely should be heard. I don't think there's any question about it. And he should be made to feel, I think, as though he's not being patronized. But there has to be a line there. Like there's a boundary where it's, you know, you're not just going to do the thing that he wants you to do if it doesn't make sense. But I think you want to facilitate an open line of communication with a guy that's that important. And he's the most important guy in the organization.
I wonder just how unrealistic, though, his mock trades really would be. Why would you ever, if you cared about it a lot, you would know you would have the value chart on your laptop as you were making these trades, or whatever app you're using is doing that for you. They're probably not, you know, he's probably not trading 3/5 to move into the first round, I'm saying. Allen and his mock drafts.
No, that's probably right. I think maybe what Bean might consider the most unrealistic is finding enough trade partners to make that many trades down to get 4 players in the top 50 or whatever it is.
I don't know.
I think that sort of reminds me of when we used to fool around. I know this is like generations ago now, at least of the technology, but firstpick.com was just like trade down, trade down. You just trade down all day long, and like that always kind of bothered me about it.
Yes, those trades sometimes would be pretty kooky, but Bean himself just did it twice.
Yep.
And I think the most disappointing thing about this draft is that they did not trade pick 33, because that was so much of what I liked about what they did Thursday, is now you have all day to get your best offer for 33. And they ended up not doing that. Maybe they felt like they were pushing their luck with, you know, public reaction and picking a guy who might have gone, you know, 10 or 20 picks later. You never know. Dan is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say real quick, I think the Bills made the right choice to trade down and get Coleman. I did not want Xavier Worthy. I believe a guy 165 pounds, I know he's fast, but has there ever been a great receiver at 165 in the NFL?
The argument for Worthy is a couple of guys, if they're not more than this many, recently who have been great despite being slight, and that's Devontae Smith and Tank Dell. I think there was someone else I heard mentioned in this camp too, but
and I don't know if those guys are 107. Like they're light. I know they're light, but I don't remember. I don't have their height and weight memorized. I just know they're light. So to answer your question, I don't know if those guys are successful and they weigh 165 pounds.
Smith lists at 6'170".
Okay, yeah, so, I mean it's close,
I just think. When it comes down to cold weather, playoff time, you definitely need a big guy on the outside. This guy, I believe Coleman ran the fastest. I know he's not a fast runner, 4.6, but he ran the fastest gauntlet running side catching the ball. And I just think that when it comes down to playoff time and you needed a big body to replace Gabriel Davis, and I just think in the long run, he's only 20 years old. It might take a couple years to gel. And I just think in the long run, the bigger guy is the smarter move.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Tank Dell, by the way, a good rookie season cut short by injury. 5'10", 165 is what he is listed at. Chris is next. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I just want to talk a little bit about our old nemesis, Tom Brady. When we take a look at their quarterback room for many, many years, and he's won 6 Super Bowls, I just went on CBS Sport just to look at some of the names. And after you get past Gronkowski and Randy Moss and Wes Walker and Julie Edelman, then you start looking at David Patton, David Gibbons, Kevin Falk, names that you don't really think about as being, you know, premier number ones. But what Tom did for many, many years was take what defense gave him, which made it so difficult for defensive coordinators to really game plan for him. Because, like, when Allen threw those eight different receivers against Miami, there's no way they can protect eight different receivers with two or three really good cornerbacks. So you start, you know, showing the weaknesses. And I think Allen kind of alluded to that with his conversation where he said, I kind of like being able to spread the ball around and not have to throw it to one person all the time. So that's just my kind of thought that I'm hoping that, you know, we look at our old team that we had a struggle for 21 years with the Patriots just having success after success. And maybe this is what Allen needs, is the ability to spread the ball around and you know, have good receivers and not true number ones. I don't know. That's
what,
my hope.
What this, the one thing about this position that I can't get with is, and Allen himself was talking about this last week, and I think it was just like unfortunate, this idea that because Diggs was so outstanding, that basically Josh Allen's job was just throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs. When not only did the entire time Diggs was on the team, everybody, Allen, Dable, Dorsey, McDermott, everybody talked about his growth in going through progressions and making the right reads. It amounted to huge seasons for Diggs, but Diggs was so good at getting open and such a valuable piece that that's just the a natural byproduct of that. Like, there, this is a little bit like, well, we don't need him because having more guys is better. And it's just not. Like, it's just not better. And the Patriots example might be okay, but they also, the guys that you sort of wrote off at the beginning are all-time greats.
Right, and, like, and how often did Brady play without at least one of them?
He took Gronk to Tampa in one. I mean, right. Just, so, no, like, of course, if you're going to play 20 years, you're going to have a lot of receivers that do not look like they were elite players, but I can't get to a conclusion here that the Bills offense is better, or that Josh Allen is better off replacing Stephon Diggs with Curtis Samuel and Gabe Davis with Keon Coleman. Like, I don't think they're better off. And I just do not accept that, okay, now I can actually, you know, first read, second read. No. Not only was do we know that was already happening for years, they said it. But now it's a little bit more, just like Allen was spinning late in the season, well, you know, sometimes they take your number one guy away. And we saw that that wasn't really happening. Diggs was not, they were not going to him as much, which probably pissed him off, you know, like, and the year before. So it's nice that, you know, we get Josh Allen and other people in the organization to do interviews, but you got to fact check them. Somebody should fact check them. And that's not exactly, the caller's not just chapter and verse with Allen.
Yeah. I mean, the caller, like any Bills fan, I think, is hoping he's right, hoping that that works. And, like, I hope it works, too. You're going to have to show me that you're better. Like, the idea of just not having a go-to guy, I think, sounds fine in theory when you're months away from playing games. But the games eventually are going to come, and you the comfort of having a guy that you know you can count on, that is in the place he's supposed to be reliably and excellent and creating comfort for you with enough room to get the ball there that you're going to just go there. I'm just going to need to see it all take shape, and I'll believe that having Curtis Samuel and Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir all catch 65 passes instead of having Diggs catch 120 is going to make me better. I don't know. I'm really concerned. We're way off here still, but who on this offense scares the defense besides Allen? I mean, Allen has the arm and the legs to scare a defense all the time. But as far as people he's throwing the ball to, that you, oh boy, I can't handle this guy. I don't see that guy on this team right now.
Chris, thanks. Getting connected with the fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll be right back. Our guest today coming up in 20 minutes, Matt Verderam from SI. We'll talk about the Bills and the Chiefs trading with each other in the draft, and how things went for both teams overall here. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.